Our seminary cafeteria was a little different than most school cafeterias. You know, most school cafeterias, you go in and you pick up a tray and you walk through a line, and so often they put the food on your plate and put it on your tray, or sometimes you get the plate yourself and you can pick the food. But there's usually that line that you have to go through. Well, in our seminary, it was different. Instead, we all sat at octagon-shaped tables. If I remember right, they held 8 people. And then somebody would bring the food to us family style. And of course, that meant there had to be somebody to wait on tables. And about every 4th or 5th week, it became my turn to wait on tables. And there was usually a group of about 6 or 8 of us that did that. And we would come early and get the tables ready and get the food on the platters and then bring it out and serve it. And we had all through the meal, we were taking care to make sure they could get extras and the water and the coffee and all those things. Well, after I'd been doing that for quite a while, one day I realized that it was the weeks in which I waited on tables that were my best weeks. And that really hit me. And it brought home to me a point of the gospel. That our happiness, our fulfillment, is in giving. And when we are giving of ourselves, then we find the very meaning, the very purpose of our lives. Let me come at this now in a different way. We all know the line from the book of Genesis where it says that we were made in the image of God. Now, if you go to the first letter of St. John, it says, God is love. Now, we're made in the image of God, and God is love. What does that say about us? It says that we are following the plan of God. We are following the way God made us to be when we are loving, when we are caring, when we are giving. But when we are selfish, when we are focused in on ourselves, we find not our fulfillment, but our mission. And I think we can see that in people around us. The more self-centered someone is, usually the more miserable they are. It is exactly in our giving that we learn or we achieve the happiness that we are seeking. I forgot to bring my Bible with me. You know, this is a very biblical message. If you go to St. Matthew's Gospel, chapter 20, Jesus says, "You know that the rulers of the Gentiles lord it over them, and the great ones make their authority felt. But it shall not be so among you. Rather, whoever wishes to be great among you shall be your servant. Whoever wishes to be first among you shall be your slave." Let's go to Luke's Gospel. Chapter 9. Then Jesus said to all, "If anyone wishes to come after me, he must deny himself and take up his cross daily and follow me. For whoever wishes to save his life will lose it, but whoever loses his life for my sake will find it." If you go to John's Gospel, the story of the parable of the wheat What does Jesus say there? He says, unless the grain of wheat falls to the earth and dies, it remains just a grain of wheat. But if it dies, it produces much fruit. Then after that, he says, where I am, there will my servant be. In other words, as he died, as he poured out himself totally, he produced the fruit of salvation for us. If we are his servants, we are his disciples, that is the pattern that must be in our lives. Giving ourselves in service. Another passage from John's Gospel is the washing of the feet. After Jesus has washed the feet, then he said, as I have done, so also you shall do. We are to serve. You know, the world would tell us something very different. What does most of our advertising tell us? Pamper yourself. You owe it to yourself. Be good to yourself. It tries to convince us that the more we have, the more we acquire, the more we buy, the happier we will be. And of course, it does that because it wants to sell. But our experience is so different. We buy, we acquire, we just want more. It never satisfies us. It never fulfills us. Our fulfillment is not in giving, or in receiving. It is in giving. When we pour ourselves out, we find the fulfillment that we seek. That's really all we're really talking about when in the church we talk about stewardship. It is pouring ourselves out. Whether it's our time, whether it's our talent, whether it's our money, it is giving of ourselves. And that giving of ourselves is the way to our happiness. It is the way to fulfillment in our lives. And I'd like to suggest that one of the places we all must begin is in our homes. The giving of our time. One spouse giving of their time to the other. Listening, caring. Giving of time to children. Listening to them. Being with them, nurturing them, turning off the television, or whatever the stereo, whatever it is, and having time for family. That is the first giving. And that prepares us to do the other giving, the giving to the larger community. We're going to start a new ministry in the parish. It's calling Connecting with Care. And it assumes two things. It assumes, first of all, that we have people in the parish that have needs. Elderly, sick, maybe single mothers, whatever. But it also assumes that we have people who are willing to care. Willing to be generous. You've probably seen this little brochure. It kind of explains it. After Mass, Sister Rosemary will be available along with some other people in the gathering space. And you can sign up from one of two ways, that you're a person that needs some help or you're a person that is willing to help. But the core of what it's about is giving. You know, giving is very spiritual. We have to learn to give. because at the end, we have to give ourselves to our God. And if we haven't learned to give with the external things of our life and then also with the very core of our lives, how are we going to surrender ourselves to our God at the moment of our death? There can be really no spirituality without giving. We must learn to give. God made us in His image. If we are not loving people, then how can we go back to God? It is in our giving that we find the meaning of our lives.